Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Mem. We are on page Kuf Nun Beis, about to turn on to page 304. Siman Reish Mem is Eich Yisnaig Ha'odom B'Tashmish Mitaso, how a person should be noy B'Tashmish Amita. We will read the Mechaber, the Ramadam Mishabura, some Be'ar Lochas and Shar Tzion, but anything beyond that, the Dir Shem Shabura does not have any notes, and one should discuss it with his Rav or his Rebbe. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Im Hoya Nosui, if a person was married, Lo Yehi Rogil Biyosir in Ishto, he should not be too Rogil to be together with his wife, Ela Ba'ona Ha'amura Batora, rather he should only be with his wife, B'tashma Shamita, at the appointed times that the Torah gives. And now the Mechaber goes through exactly how often this should be. Hatayolim sheparnasasan mitzuyu lahem, men of leisure that their parnasa is found for them nearby, ve'ein porin mas, and they don't pay taxes, onasan b'chol yom, their ona is every day. Hapoalim sha'usim molocha bi'ir acheres, workers that are doing their molocha in a different city, ve'lonin b'chol laila b'bateim, and they come home every night to sleep in their houses, Ham achas v'shavua, for them it is one time a week. Vim osim molocha bi'irum, and if they do their work in the city, pamayim v'shavua, then it's two times a week. Hachamorim, the donkey drivers, achas v'shavua, it's one time a week. Hagamolim, the camel drivers, achas l'shloshim yom, once in 30 days. Hasaponim, those who are riding on ships, achas l'shisha chadoshim, it's once in every 6 months. Onas Talmidei Chachomim Milel Shabbos Lel Shabbos. The ona of a Talmud Chacham is from Friday night to Friday night. V'chol Odom Tzorach Lifkod Es Ishto Belel Tfilasa. Every person has to have beer with his wife the night that she goes to the mikvah. U'bisho Sheyotzei Laderech, and at the time that he's going out to the road, Im Eino Holech L'Dvar Mitzvah, if he is not traveling for a Dvar Mitzvah. V'cheinim ishto menika, and so too if one's wife is nursing, v'humakir ba shehim mishadatlo u'meratza oso u'mekashetes atzmo lufonav kedei sheyitein daitu aleha, and so too if one's wife is nursing and he recognizes in her that she is trying to appease him and she's adorning herself before him, so he should pay attention to her, so chayiv lefakta, so then he is chayiv as well to have tashmish amita with her. V'afkishu matzui etzla, and even when one is being with his wife, lo yechavin lahana'aso, his kavana should not be for his own hano, elo ka'odom shoporeya chovo shu chayiv bo'onoso ulekayim mitzvas boro sheyia lo bonim oskim batora umekayme mitzvas b'Yisrael. Rather, a person's kavana should be like one who's paying back a debt that he's chayiv in its time, and also to mekayim the command of Hashem that he should have children that are osek in Torah and mekayim the mitzvahs in Klal Yisrael. V'chein im mechavin letikun havolod, and so too if the kavanah the person is having is to fix up the child, shebishisha chadoshim achronim, because in the last 6 months of pregnancy, yofelo, so then the bia is good for that fetus, shemito kach yetze melubun mezoras. Through having bia during the last 6 months of the pregnancy, the baby comes out melubun and mezuras. So shapir dami, that's also a proper kavana. V'imhu mechavein ligdor atzmo ba kedei shlo yisave laveira. And if a person's kavana during the tashmish amita with his wife is to protect himself that he shouldn't have taivas for aveira, ki roe yitzro gover, he sees that his yitzer is strengthening, umisave el hadover ahu, and he sees he's having taivas for aveira, so he's doing this, so he shouldn't have those taivas. Says the Rama, gamba ze yesh kibul sachar, that also a person will receive schar for. Ach yoser tov hayolo litchos es yitzro v'lichbosho so. But says the Mechaber, it would have been better if he could push away his Yetzirah and he could overcome his Yetzirah, ki ha'inyan hazeh, because when it comes to this inyan of taiva, marivo saveya, so the Gemara in Sukkah tells us that one who leaves the taiva hungry, it becomes satisfied, masbio ra'iv, but one who satisfies his taiva just creates more of a taiva. So if you could overcome it, that's better, then the taiva will let up. If you give into the taiva, then the taiva just strengthens. Aval mi she'enu tzarech ladover, but one who does not need for any of the reasons mentioned to have the tashmish amita, elo shema'orer tavaso kidei lamalos tavaso, he just inspires his own desire in order to satisfy his taiva, zuhi atzas yetzahara, that is the etzah of the yetzahara. Umina heter yisisenu el ha'iser, and through the heter that he's doing with his wife, that will seduce him to go ahead and to do isurim. V'alzeh omer Rabbi Seinu Zal, and on that Chazal tell us, hamikasha atzmo ladas yehi benidui, one who brings about kishui on his own, that person should be excommunicated. That is the Mechaber in Sif Aleph. And now let's go back and see the Mishaburis Sif Katan Aleph. Lo ye rogel biyoser. The first point the Mechaber told us is a person should not be rogel even with his wife. Ayin Ramban b'chumish Parshas Kedoshim b'rosho. So the Mishaburis tells us to look in the Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim, the first Ramban. That's where the Ramban discusses Kedoshim to you is not to be a novel b'shus HaTorah. That even though different things are mutter for a person to do, but a person should keep things in check. He shouldn't get it carried away with it. So over here, what the Mishabura is referring to is obviously it's mutter for one to have tashmish amita with his wife, but one shouldn't be a novel b'shus HaTorah. One should not overdo it. Sivkatan days ella ba'ona, he should only do it with the prescribed owner that the Torah gives. A person has a chiyav to mekayim the ona even when the isha is pregnant or she is nursing. The only time a person should be mevatel the ona is with the consent of his wife if she is mochel. Not only do you need the mechila from your wife, it also has to be that you already were mekayim a mitzvah pruravu, that you have one boy and one girl, so you're mekayim mitzvah pruravu, and she's mochel, so then you cannot be mekayim that ona that is prescribed by the Torah. Sekatan gimel ha'amura b'Torah, v'chol zeh b'misha gufo bari. All this idea of having a specific time when one should have tashmish hamita with his wife, that's referring to a healthy person. Aval misha eino bari eino chayev el lefi ma she'omdim oso she'yachol l'kayim. But one who's not healthy, he would not be chayev unless it is according to his health what he's able to do. If we look at the Bir Halacha, Divrei Maskil Ela Ba'ona, on page Kufnun Beis, he says, "I am a mishabura the af kishimu beres omenika." Like we just saw in the mishabura, this is even if she is pregnant or nursing. The I am bel yirabe the af kishi akora uzekena. Even if the wife is an akora, she can't have children, or she's a zekena that she already has passed her years of having children. She'ena yechola shuv lehisaber. Where in both these cases of an akora or a zekena, she's obviously not going to become pregnant. Mikol makom shayach mitzvahs ona. It is still shayach this mitzvah of ona ayin shom. V'tzorech gam oz linog b'kedusha zotel chavetz chayim. And even when it comes to an akora or a zekena, so you also have to be noah b'kedusha. Kikasu ha'mekubalim, because the mekubalim already write shegam oz nivru neshamos kedoshos al yedei zeh. Even though one is not having physical children, if his isha is a zekena or an akora, but we are told that neshamos are created through the ma'isabia, and therefore it should be done with the proper kedusha as usual. Says the mishabura vaitus of kadam dalat hatayolim, which were the men of leisure. Bnei Adam habriyim v'hamu'unogim. Says the Mishabura from the Rambam, these are talking about healthy people that are mu'unogim, they're a little bit finicky, pampered. V'afilu heim bnei Torah. And even if they are bnei Torah, kol zman she'enenu Talmud Chacham. So long that he's not a Talmud Chacham, so then he'll follow the rules of these people. That's Neli Rabba, v'chein kosa be'shmuel be'evan ha'ezer simen ayin vav. Debe Talmud Chacham sha'Torah mateshes kocho. Because when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, where Chazal tells us that Torah weakens the koch of a person, b'chol gavni hu me'erev Shabbos la'er Shabbos. Then it's always going to be that his owner is from Friday night to Friday night. V'chein mashma b'tshuvas mil tztaka, simen and aleph. V'ayin l'kamei, v'sivkotan vav. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sekotav Hey Hagamolim Sheim Hamevian Chavilos Al Hagmolim Mimokom Rochok. The gamolim, the camel drivers, are the ones who are delivering packages on camels from faraway places. Sekotav Vav Tamidei Chachamim Shebuchol Tzrichim Lasuk Batorah Belayla. They only have an owner from Friday night to Friday night, because during the week they need to be osik in Torah at night. Shetarasan umnasan, because we're talking about people over here. The Talmidei Chachamim discussing over here are tarasan umnasan. Velo yomar adam, a person should not say esa atzmi ketalmud chacham, that I will make myself as if I'm a talmud chacham and follow those rules. Kiksiv veonasa lo yigra, because a person, if he has an owner, a prescribed time that's less than a talmud chacham, meaning it's not once a week, it's maybe every day or twice a week. The Torah says, "V'nasa lo yigara," a person should not hold back from the owner of his wife. So it's not appropriate to make yourself into a Talmud Chacham when you are not a Talmud Chacham. For Ratzalomer, it means to say, "Lafkia ha'ona shalob reshusa." We're talking about over here that a person is going to be taking away the owner without her reshus. Aval reshusa tavo ala bracha. But if one takes away from the owner, so then once again tavo ala bracha. Like we said before, a person's controlling himself. So then, if she gives reshus, so then a bracha should come upon him. That is from the Prima Gadim. The Ayin Shom Shem Mistapik Bizmanenu. Look over there that he has a suffix nowadays. Im Nikra Talmud Chacham Lazeh. If we have such a concept of a Talmud Chacham, Lagabi this. Umikomakom Etzadid. But still he does lean to say, Tekevan Dulefi Hadorhu Talmud Chacham. Since in his generation he is described as a Talmud Chacham. Vunasa Aldas Kena. He got married to his wife. Aldas, it is a Talmud Chacham. With these criteria, Leis Chiyav Ona Ki. In Belel Shabbos, he would not have a chiyuv ona in that case, except from Lel Shabbos to Lel Shabbos. The ayin the bir halacha. So, if you look in the bir halacha over here on page 304, the Ramaskal Talmidei Chachamim, the bir halacha writes ayin the mishabura mashikasadnu b'shem aprimigodim. Look what we wrote on the mishabura b'shem the primigodim. V'chein kasa b'tshuvas meil tzaka simen and aleph. Shekol mishu lo meid b'smidus. Anyone who learns constantly, whether he is someone who is teaching in the nation or he's one of the people who are just learning, he is allowed to keep his owner one time a week like a Talmud Chacham. And even though it's true nowadays, we do not give ourselves who are teaching or learning a din of a Talmud Chacham. However, regarding this Indian, a person can give himself the title of a Talmud Chacham. And that which we just saw in the Mishabura from Magen Avraham, that a person is not allowed to. There the Magen Avraham is speaking about a person who is just a regular worker. He's not a learned person at all. So then it's inappropriate to give yourself a shame Talmud Chacham, because then you're being over the Israel of Anasa Lo Yigra. Ava La'uske Torah Shemateshes Es Kocham, but a person who in fact is Osek in Torah, which weakens the power of a person, so Ein Chiluk Bein Talmud Chacham Shebizmaneim Lizmaneinu. Then it does not matter whether you're a Talmud Chacham of the olden days or a Talmud Chacham of nowadays, the Torah is Mateshes Es Kocham, and therefore you can give yourself the title of Talmud Chacham and have the Onam the Erev Shabbos Le Erev Shabbos Ayin Shem. Umikom Vakom Kosev L'Basof, but still he writes at the end, but even if a person wants to give himself the shame of a Talmud Chacham, at the very least, he should be having the owner twice a week like the Po'alim. He should not go all the way like a Talmud Chacham, that it's Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos once a week, but rather the owner for him should be twice a week. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin. He said again from a Talmud Chacham, it's Milel Shabbos, Lel Shabbos. Yeshe Kosvu Shehu Adin B'Rosh Chodesh B'Yom Tov. There are some who say that the owner of a Talmud Chacham, besides Lel Shabbos, Lel Shabbos, is also Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov. V'lechora Lefi Tam Magen Avraham Hanal B'Sivkot Anvav. V'lechora, according to what we brought down just now in the Magen Avraham, in Sivkot Anvav, Shetzarach Lasuk B'Torah B'Layla, that a person's Mechiyah to be Osek in Torah and Nayav, he's a Talmud Chacham, Ein Shayach L'Chayav Oso B'Rosh Chodesh, it wouldn't be Nogea to Mechayav him on Rosh Chodesh as well. V'ayin B'Bir Halacha. Let's finish the Mishabura and then we'll go to the Bir Halacha. Ein l'shamish b'lo rishon shel Pesach, a person should not have tashmish shamita with his wife on the first night of Pesach, v'lel shavuos and the night of shavuos, u'shnei yomim shel Rosh Hashanah and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, v'lel shmini atzeres, and also not on the night of Shmini Atzeres, imlo b'leil tefila. Unless it was a leil tefila, then a person should, otherwise a person should not. If you look in the Shaar Tzion at Oz Dalet, he writes, achronim de'al bi kabbalah nochon lizohir. All this that the Mishabura just brought down, about not having tashmish amita the first night of Pesach, the night of Shavuos, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the night of Shmini Atzeres, that is all al pi kabbalah. Once again, besides that we're talking about when it's not the Leil Tefillah, it's not the night that she went to the mikvah, we're also discussing a person who's filled with Yira and he's not going to sin Chas V'Shalom. But a person who sees his Yetzer is getting the best of him, and they have in their minds that having Tashmish Amita with their wives is an Isra Torah, and through that incorrect thought, it's going to lead them to certain stumbling blocks. Mitzvah l'shamish afilu b'Rosh Hashanah v'yitbo l'mochar. It would be a mitzvah to have tashm shamita any of these days that we said al pi kabbal that you shouldn't. It would be better that you do have the tashm shamita even on Rosh Hashanah, and you'll go to the mikvah the next morning. The mitzad hadid ain iser, because mitzad hadid all of these days have absolutely no iser. Elo b'yom hakipurim u'betishabav u'bimei avelo shalo u'shalo. The only days that have an iser besides when she's a nida is on Yom Kippur, on Tishabav, and when either the husband or the wife is ba'avelus. Let's look at the next bir halacha de b'maskel milel Shabbos. Ayin b'mishabura b'mashik hasadnu she'en l'shamesh b'lel aleph shel pesah v'lel shavuos. Look what we just saw in the mishabura, that al pi kabbalah one should not have tashmish amita the first night of Pesach, the night of Shavuos v'chuli. V'ayin b'sefer Yeshuas Yaakov she'mitzadeid de'im lokim adayin piriyah v'rivya ein l'hachmir b'chol zeh. Says Yeshuas Yaakov, besides the other heterim we saw in the Mishabura, that it's Leil Tefillah, or that his Yetzahara is getting the best of him, the Yeshuas Yaakov says as well, he's at least mitzadi to say that if a person was not Mekayim Pruvu yet, he doesn't have a son or a daughter, so then he should not be Machmir on those days as well. Says the Mishabura, Vaitis of Katan Ches, B'Leil Tefillasa, we said in the Mechaber, that v'chol adam tzarech lifkod es ishto b'leil tefilasa, everyone must have tashmish shamita with their wives the night that she goes to the mikvah. Rotzalom ra'afilu shalo b'shas onasa, even if it doesn't fit in to that particular person's time of ona, still if it's a leil tefilah, he must have been with his wife. We also said u'b'sha shiyotze laderech, if he's not going for the bar mitzvah. So says the Mishabur in Sifkat and Tes, ayin l'kamon b'sif tesvav, which we'll see soon. Sifkata Nyud is on the next point the Mechaber said, a very important Mishabura, V'cheinim ishto meinika. He said, so too, if one's wife is nursing, and he recognizes that she's really trying to get his attention, so he has to have tashmish amita with her as well, so the Mishabura is bothered over here, what do you mean if she's a meinika? So says the Mishabura, Rotzalomer, af shehi meinika umuberes. This din is not limited to a menika. It's saying even if she is nursing or she is pregnant, mikomokom chayv lefokta, still you have to have the tashmish amita with her, but it's not coming to exclude a regular isha. Anytime one sees that his wife is trying to adorn herself or get her husband's attention, so this same din would apply. Says the Mishabura Vaitus, if katan yud alef lefokta, so he would have to have bia with her, hainu afilu shalo b'shas onasa, once again, if he sees that she's trying to get his attention, so that would be a requirement even if it is not the prescribed ona. V'huadin b'yotzei laderech, and the same thing is true, that it's lav dafka on the ona when a person is going traveling. Achshom mahani mechila didab, in a place where he's being yotzei laderech, there it would help her mechila. And Sifkatan Yud Beis, we said all the kavanas a person should not have, and then we said the kavanas a person should have, and one of the points was ka'adam shel parei chovo, that he's like a person who's trying to pay back his debt. V'zei yechavin afilu be'ez ibur v'yanika, and this kavana she should have even in the time when she is pregnant or she is nursing. Let's see one more mechaber over here. Sif Beis, lo yishta adam b'koz zeh v'yitein eino b'koz acher, one should not be drinking from this cup and putting his eyes at another cup. vafilu shtei anoshav, even if they're both his wives. This is obviously a mushal. The lush of the mechaber is a person should not be drinking from one cup and putting his eyes on another cup, even if they're both his wives, meaning a person should not be having tashma shamita with his wife and having his mind on another isha, even if the other isha is also his wife. Says the Mishaburin Sivkatan Yud Gimel V'yitin Einav Pirush. It doesn't mean literally putting his eyes on another isha. She yitin machshavto bishash tashmish al ha'acheres. It means that while he's having tashmish amita with wife number one, his mind should not go to wife number two, and obviously not to any other isha. And that concludes Sif Beis. Mitzvah Shem will pick up from here tomorrow with Sif Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.